T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show.
What happened to Tobin?
I don't know. He's somewhere. I really don't even know. There's no one here for him to be like conversing.
He's sitting in the catbird seat.
He is sitting in the catbird seat. Sounds exactly like something he would do.
It does.
We are back on the Tobin and Leroy Show. While we're here, before the show pony returns,
I want to know how long the Cubans went at it.
After you left?
Because when I left, it didn't look like nobody was slowing down.
Yeah.
So when you left, everyone started dancing.
Oh,
really?
It actually just got started. Wait.
No, because remember, they weren't playing emo music.
Mm-mm.
And they said, and they kept telling me this is Cuban emo.
So I was playing emo music for a while, and then they
hated me. And they all hated it. Everybody got mad. So I didn't meet Scooby, though.
You didn't meet Scooby,
but
Mel Rebecca did.
Yeah.
Oh.
They came in and they said Scooby liked him.
Well, yeah. They got along very well, actually.
Scooby's got a thing for the ladies.
Yeah.
He does.
Let's mix it on up there, Frog Boy.
Okay.
Oh, look who's back. Now he wants to rush through skits.
Look who decided to show up.
Sorry, somebody took up the host bathroom, so I had to walk all the way to the other side of the building.
The host, that's what that's called?
I don't know. Well, I mean, like, I assume that's what it's there for the people.
There should be a sign on there that say, use at your own risk, because somebody going to jiggle that damn handle and terrify the hell out of you. Yeah.
That's a risk, and I do not take it ever.
I'm not using that one as a home base, but like, it's supposed to be a drive-by one. Like, let's get it a little bit closer.
You know, 30 seconds, nothing.
You know, but everybody's, like, hogging it on up. I got to walk all the way to the other end. Jeez. Anyway, what do we got?
I know people that have taken a shower in there.
I've taken a shower in there a couple times.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. If I'm boots on the ground, I got to freshen up.
Interesting.
Tobin's a very clean dude.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. What do we have today, Frog Boy?
We have words from Anthony Edwards.
Words means words.
Indeed.
From Ant-Man.
These words specifically. Is this Jaime in a commercial? Look at this. I'm smelling the coffee with
Jimmy Butler. Oh, Jimmy, I miss you.
Jimmy Butler, that is a huge headband.
Jimmy Butler.
He almost looks like he's like has one of those nurses who wrap him up around. Okay,
and you say I have the attention span of a gnat.
No way. Look, you see Jaime on TV, you gotta pay attention to that.
You should have had Nico in commercial.
Okay. Anthony Edwards praises Kevin Durant following about 2 hours of yelling at him to his face.
Anthony, when you're out there with Kevin Durant, can you see or hear the playoff experience that he has? Do you sense a level of poise that you hope to get to
someday? Yeah, man, did you see him in the third quarter? Like, I felt like we were supposed to be up 15-18 in the third quarter early. If I'm not mistaken, he made 4 or 5 straight buckets, like it was nothing. And I became a fan at one point. Like, I was out there like, he nice. Like, it's nothing we can do. It's nothing we can do. Cat was playing great defense. Rudy was playing great defense. And it's just like, he don't see you. Like, I'm looking at his stat sheet. He was 11 for 17. He missed 6 shots and had 31. He just, I mean, he's the greatest to ever do it, man. He's big, big. My hat tilts to him. He's the best.
Damn. Wow. I praise.
I praise as he embarrassed
as he cooked that team.
You know what? I don't know if KD wants to hear that.
No,
right?
I don't think so.
Like no, because you know he like, but Anthony Edwards does it with a smile and he's joyful and whatever. And KD is considered a grunt.
So you could just find right? out. You, so you just find out that people are interesting when you don't have to force mic'd ups down my throat.
Okay. Not lying though. Not lying.
Ready for some more in the mixed bag.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Right. It's going to upset you guys a little bit, though. I'm not going to lie to you.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm preparing you because it is someone who is a notorious flip-flopper, even more than our boy Tobes.
Scalabrini?
Oh, I'm not a flip-flopper.
Yeah. Scalabrini?
No, no. We've oh, done man. For Scalabrini. There's
what do you think you're flip-flopping? You said you wasn't going to dress up like a baby.
I did. And by the way, I did not. Yeah, you want to know why? Because I was right. I'm a grown man.
Let me explain something.
I'm a grown man, not a baby.
Let me explain something.
Jesus.
The only way you back out of a bet is if you have doubt, right? I had doubt when it came to Kyle Lowry. Now, he still got his numbers, but I had doubt. He let me back out of it. So I did, right? You said, I think I'm right. But I ain't dressing up like a baby.
Wow.
So which means you had doubt.
But it doesn't matter because I won. So it doesn't matter.
No, you had doubts.
I won my bet.
So why you were going
the
to
the only three babies on this show are you. Your, you three babies.
The fact of the matter is your actions revealed doubt.
No, there were no, there were no.
Why did you say you were no going to dress up like
because
a baby?
Because it just it was a stupid thing to make me pay up. I would have paid up. I mean, of course I would have paid up.
You said he
of course I would have paid up.
You're the one that
when have I ever not paid up on a bet?
But you said he won.
When have I ever not paid up on a bet?
We didn't ask you to dress like a baby.
But it was a ridiculous. But it was a ridiculous thing you guys are going to hold me to because Jimmy Butler tore his knee
again.
Tore his knee.
If you didn't have any doubt, there would have been no need to renege on the bet.
I didn't renege on the bet because I won the bet.
Let's be clear. But if you didn't have doubt, you wouldn't have said, I'm not doing it.
You want to know who keeps bringing up things that don't matter? Who's babies. That? You're acting like a baby right now. Because
okay, really?
I didn't have to dress up because the team
if
won.
If it didn't matter, then why'd you keep bringing it
up?
Yes,
then why did you back out of it?
I didn't back out of it. I didn't back out of it. Did it come to fruition or not? Did the Heat win or lose? The only way you could back out
of it. The only I'm a grown up. You're
that's
the
right.
baby.
You guys are the babies. That's right.
You brought that
three
up by
immature
yourself.
People that I do this show with.
I didn't even say anything.
You guys go home, you drink your juice boxes, and you watch Bluey.
Oh, I do like
three juice babies.
Well, I don't even know what that is.
Bluey's a good show.
Like
what do you have for us, Marcos?
Yes, back to
I'm not a flip flopper either.
prior to you guys even getting there, you're already fired up, and this is going to fire you up even more. Kendrick Perkins.
Oh, Jesus.
He says the Miami Heat could shoot 100% and still get swept.
Really is level to this. I mean, the Miami Heat could go 100% from the field and 100% from the three, and they're still going to get swept in this series. They just don't have the personnel to match up with the Boston Celtics. That's it.
Okay, well, I'm going to say mathematically, if they did shoot 100% and 100% from three, that they will indeed win that game. Hmm.
Is he using a little what we call Tobin exaggeration?
He's being a little bit much. Can I tell you something that kind of annoys me about Kendrick Perkins?
Yeah, sure.
And it's really not about Kendrick Perkins, but it's Malika Andrews. Hmm. When she comes in from the studio and she goes, let's go to a guy who knows about winning championships with the Boston Celtics. And I'm like, well, why are we pluralizing one? I'm just curious. Like, do we lose track of counting? He's not a multiple-time champion. It's one like when they here's another thing that's a little ridiculous. When they put up Boston Celtics, oh, all right, Mike Breen here as they go for their 18th title, the most in NBA history, and would match the Lakers. When we're talking about Minneapolis Lakers, right, winning titles and the Celtics winning the all intangibles flags.
When they won like nine in a row,
do we really need to count those anymore? Like, are those things that it's like, oh, yeah, like, all right, come on.
There's a phrase for that, Tobin. You know the phrase a lot of people use?
What's that?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Modern day basketball record.
Telling you, dude.
Right?
Well, let's go to Perk, who knows something about winning championships. No. If you want to have, hey, Malika, do me a favor. You know what you guys should do? Hire Udonis Haslem, who's won championships in his career. Get your Perkins got
one. You think anybody would dispute, like, could you imagine the argument on the set with UD?
That let me tell you something about ESPN. They don't have the guts to hire UD.
Why not?
Because they don't have the guts. Because they want to keep it their little Celtics utopia. You know, they want to keep it with all their little Celtics friends. And let's talk about the Celtics and try and make Jason Tatum interesting. Ridiculous, dude.
You know, it's not his fault he's not interesting. He's just who he is. Nothing wrong with that. Why do we think every athlete?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, why do they have to make him more than he is?
More personable than he is.
He's good at basketball. That's great.
That's it.
That's great.
That's it. That's fine.
But, oh, the mythology and, oh, he loves Kobe and, oh, he's just enough of him already. It's enough. And J.J. Redick, too. It's enough of him already, too.
Anybody you like on that set?
Anytime he brings up J.J. Redick.
The game hadn't even started yet. They're doing, like, their pregame stuff right before the game starts. And all I see is, bzz, bzz, enough with J.J. Redick already. Like, wait, he hasn't said anything yet.
Just that hair, dude. Just like looking at you. Like,
and then he goes, we get it, Doris. You're like Boston.
Dude, Doris Burke, enough of her already. What happened to her?
Who do you like doing the games, out of curiosity?
Kevin Harlan.
Harlan.
I'll tolerate Reggie Miller with Kevin Harlan.
But that's the
team. I like.
You can't mix it. That's the team.
I like Mark Jones with anybody, but not J.J. Redick.
Yeah, I used to like Van Gundy, Breen, and
I like Van. Yeah, I didn't mind Van. I mean, like, they were the two. Like Leroy would say, they're the old Muppets. Those two, and Mark Jackson, a couple of curmudgeons.
I liked it though. Oh my God!
No one watched it, of course, because I mean, why would you? The Magic and the Cavs. The first couple minutes of the game actually had no broadcasters because of an ESPN technical difficulty.
Did they really?
And it was actually the best thing I've ever seen. They should actually
watch
have
just watched hoops.
You heard the crowd noise. You heard the crowd arena, but no.
They've done that before. They've tried. They've done games without announcers see how it.
I think Wednesday's game, you also get Eric and John if you want.
So. Oh, they're good.
I think. I'm not positive.
Hmm. But yeah, like, I mean, the game, they hadn't even done the tip-off yet. And all of a sudden, bzz, bzz, enough of this J.J. Redick. I'm like, what happened? The game hasn't even started.
Sick of him, dude.
And he's already hosting.
What do you think of that one, Doris?
And then Doris Burke said, Boston Celtics. And enough of Doris. Come on. Can she love Boston anymore?
She loves Boston. She's like, that's a no call for me, JJ. Oh really?
My God.
Really? It was a no call. Why, Doris? Because it was the Celtics?
Like, talk about going into the game with a predisposition, right? Like, you looking for reasons to be mad.
I'm not looking for reasons to be mad.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
The game hadn't even started yet. You host two people down.
Nothing.
They couldn't even do their pregame.
He just wants us to agree with him.
I'm not looking. You guys think how you want to think. I mean, you guys have groupthink because you're three babies. But, like, you know, I'm just sitting here. It's enough of J.J. Redick already.
And then your host, what about Doris Burke? She got hit by shrapnel.
It's just like
all she said was Boston was really good.
She's Doris Burke.
I'm like, wow, now you have the Doris Burke.
Jason Tatum is looking to exercise the demons. I'm like, he is? Well, Jimmy Butler's not here to exercise, so I would hope so.
Is that the way you watch a game?
No, just like, come on. Oh, he has to exercise the demons. Like, well, if let me tell you something. If he certainly can't do it now, what is he?
You can't sit down in front of the TV with all that hate in your heart, dude.
Yes, I can.
Like, holy smoke. Like, the score was 0-0, and you swear it was 30-0 the way Tobin was hitting us up. Like, wow.
I don't remember saying anything that bad.
you said enough for two people before the game started.
Give us one more, Marcos, in the mix bag today.
All right, let's go ahead and switch on over to a little bit of football, if that's okay.
Football.
Indeed. Are you guys familiar with the podcast $1 Million Worth of Game?
I've seen clips before. I've never listened to a whole episode.
Well, recently one of the guests was our very own Tyreek Hill.
Man's making the rounds lately.
He is indeed making the rounds. He had a nice little nugget there on Mike McDaniel's leadership and how he was called out following their loss to the Chiefs. This is what the Cheetah had to say.
From the meeting room with the coaches calling you out in front of other guys, because a lot of guys aren't used to that. A lot of guys aren't used to sitting inside of a meeting room, being the best player on their team their whole entire life, and then a coach saying, bro, you suck this play,
you
bro.
You ever had somebody say that to you?
Oh, yeah, this year, Miami Dolphins. You know what I'm saying? Like, the play against Snead, the Chiefs. Everybody see this play against the Chiefs? With one coming to the floor. He called me out. He like, Reek, bro, you supposed to be the best player in the league, and you got this guy putting hands all over you like that. We pay you all this money for what? And for me, I love that, because I'm going to take that to heart, and I'm gonna get better from it. That'll never happen again to me in my life, man. You feel me? If a not holding me accountable, I feel like I'm not going to be able to get better. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, the coaches can bypass that, you know what I'm saying, and just be like, he'll get better from it. But if he's not saying nothing, like, the other guys in the locker room, they're going to look at it as, oh, if Reek can do it, I can do it. And that's not getting the team better. I need everybody to get better, bro. You know what I'm saying? Baby brother Waddle, I got him up under my wing trying to teach him. I'm like, bro.
He adult.
I want everybody to get paid, bro.
Wow.
Hey.
Love that.
I like it. That's Goosey's right there.
Yeah.
There's some truth to that.
Goosey's.
But it's how, like, you know, and this is what I think, here's where the respect comes from with Mike McDaniel. Like, he ain't trying to, like, a lot of coaches will say things to protect themselves, right? Like, oh, we got to get better at this. We got to better. And if I can't find, I'm going to find somebody who, you know how coaches go out there. Mm-hmm. Mike McDaniel won't say that in public, but behind closed doors, he getting after it. And so you can respect that. That was one of the things that one of the things that people liked about Bill Belichick. You have never heard Bill Belichick call out a player in front of the media, right?
No.
Never did it. Ever.
Never heard him say it. Sound like he did the other day, too, where he's all chipping.
Oh, so my goodness. Yeah. And, but counterpoint, he only praised LT in front of the media also. He wouldn't even praise Tom Brady. Dude won 6 championships. He goes, well, we're good at that position. You know, we feel like he never did it.
I can see Mike McDaniel's a fiery guy, you know? This guy.
Yeah, he wears his emotions, and that's fine. As long as everybody knows where you're coming from. You know what I mean?
What?
You think he wears his emotions?
Yeah.
He's just fired up?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is the same guy that self-proclaimed.
I'm a big snack time guy.
Now you think he wears his aggression?
Well, if you don't have your snack, imagine that you're angry.
All right.
You know, if Mike McDaniel doesn't have like a go-gurt, he's gonna be lighting Tyreek Hill up.
As small as he is, he's not eating a whole bunch of food.
That's not Mike McDaniel's way.
Just look at me and Toast. Like, We're going to be walking around Vegas, and we're going to always be chewing.
We see
it. Right? Like, you're going to be snacking on something.
Mike McDaniels looks like he carries trail mix in a Ziploc in his pocket.
Yep. Hey.
Attaboy.
You know where we staying, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what that means? Mm-hmm. That $700 pizza joint at 2 in the morning. it's the most expensive pizza I ever had in my life, yeah. But it's the only place open.
Not very good either.
Tell you what, expensive pizza?
Don't lose.
Take a break. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.